Making time to learn. So the Gemara in Brachas Dav Zayin on base says that anyone who's kaver mokim tefilosoi, then his enemies will fall before him. So anyone that's got a set place for davening, then it's a fantastic thing. The Rif has a different girsa though. His girsa is not someone that's got a permanent place for davening, but rather that someone's got a permanent place for his Torah learning. So it comes out that both a permanent place for davening and a permanent place for Torah learning is the ideal. The Ramah also says in Kuf Nun Hei, Sif Aleph, that a person should have a set place for where he learns and he also reflects on his Yiras Shamayim. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's not just a matter of a certain Beis HaMedrash, but it should even be the same seat in that Beis HaMedrash. And the Mishnah Berurah says if a person's got a few extra minutes to the Beis HaMedrash, then he should use the time to think about all of his dealings, financial dealings, to make sure that he hasn't been dishonest, etc. Okay, now what's the best time of the day to learn? So we saw already that Chazal say at the end of Maseches Brachos that a person ideally should go Mechael or Choyel immediately after davening, he should have some time for learning. So let's see the two reasons for this, and based on that we'll see what can be done. First reason why it's so good to go from davening to learning is the idea of going Mechael or Choyel, going from one mitzvah to the next. The Prima Godin brings another reason, and it's critical for anyone in the workplace. Because practically speaking, if we go straight from davening to work, planning at some point later in the day to learn, it's very likely that we'll never get around to it. So, lemaisa, for many people, learning immediately after davening can be very difficult. We've got to take kids to work, get kids to school, get to work, whatever it is. And therefore, sometimes it's not practical. However, another good option is learning before davening. Learning before davening, then on some level, we are achieving both of the midas that Mishnah Berurah says. Number one, we're making sure that we go Michael Chayil. It happens to be the reverse. The Gemara talks about going from davening to learning, but it's a concept of going Michael Chayil. And also by the fact that we're putting Torah right at the beginning of the day, even before Shacharis, then we're certainly making sure that it doesn't slip away into the rest of the day. The only hard part then is waking up in time. Okay, Mitzvah will pick it up next time discussing about learning both at day and by night.